Us live over the phone from Cheyenne, State Senator Fred Baldwin out of Kemmer. Good morning, Senator. Final week of the session, right?
It is. This is the beginning of the downhill stretch.
All right. So, of course, it's a budget year, so we should probably start there. There was, as we talked last week, a large chasm between the House and the Senate side on spending, with the House increasing, the Senate decreasing the proposed budget. How do things look today?
They look bleak at the moment. The conference committee is having a meeting at 8 a.m. To close the executive session. They have to have something by tonight, or else we won't be able to override the governor's vetoes if he were to veto anything, which, of course, he will. He does every year. But it doesn't look likely that they'll come to an agreement by tonight. But one never knows. Surprising things happen in politics. But it's a very wide chasm. Now, you took the words right out of my mouth, and it's going to be a big compromise. And I don't know if either side's willing to make that compromise.
You know, it's been interesting. There's already been some special session verbiage tossed around already because of this. Do you think that's a possibility?
I think it's a pretty large possibility, and it's unfortunate because, you know, we talked about one side saved a lot of money, one side spent quite a lot of money. Special sessions cost money, and I've heard estimates anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million to run a three-day special session, so it's not cheap. So some of that money that we theoretically save will get spent on having a special session, and that's a little disheartening, but I'd say it's fairly likely.
So what's the next step in the process? You mentioned today that work happening, and let's say that agreement is made. What takes place for the rest of the week between the two bodies?
You know, there's a lot of bills hanging out there. I think we probably have about 20 bills or so left in the Senate to work that are House bills. House probably has 30 or 40 bills that are Senate files that they need to work. So that'll be the remainder of the work. Today is the last day for committees to hear bills from the opposing House in their committee. And then tomorrow will be last day for committee of the whole. So we need to finish off the work on those 40 or 50 bills that are left hanging over.
State Senator Fred Baldwin on the air this morning. Senator, of course, property tax bills. We bring that up each week. I wanted to ask specifically about Senate File 54. I believe it's passed out of the Senate and now being discussed on the House side. This 25% decrease, or cut, I should say, in property taxes is what if my understanding is correct. It's across the board for $3 million homes or less. Does that sound correct?
That's the way it stands. And, you know, there's differences in what came out of the House and what will come out of the Senate. And just like most bills, they'll end up in a conference committee having to work out the differences. But that's the bottom line. It's about a 25% cut across the board. The big question on the property taxes has been about, you know, those taxes go to pay for schools. They go to pay for local services. Almost none of that comes back to the general funds. So the question is, if we make that large a cut in the money that goes to the schools and to the cities and the counties, what are the cities and counties and the schools going to do for money? And that's been a big point of, I won't say contention, but a big point of discussion that we have to figure out a way to do that for doing things like fixing streets and plowing snow. That's important because we all want those things.
Senator, any other pieces of legislation being discussed that you'd like to highlight this morning while we have you?
You know, nothing that jumps out of my mind. The biggest thing on my mind right now is, and I was talking with somebody important yesterday about, important in my mind anyway, but how to get people more involved in understanding what's going on down here. Because I don't think, Duke, there's very many people that really understand how their government works and what goes on. So that'll be my goal when this session's all done and over with, is trying to get people to understand and how to get more involved in what's going on.
Well, of course, we got to mention, we have you now, and it was you announced last week that you will not be seeking re-election. So after this one, assuming there is no special session, this will be your final one, correct?
It is. When I clean off my desk this time, it'll be the final time I clean that desk off. So this will be it for me. I won't be seeking re-election this coming fall. I've still got, of course, the 9 months of the year to work as a chairman of my committee and chairman of a task force. But, yeah, this is it for me.
Well, Senator, we appreciate your time, and thank you for the updates.